Welcome to the Standing Out in Ohio podcast, where we discuss topics, upcoming events, news, and predictions with real estate professionals and entrepreneurs. Listen and learn what makes their companies and themselves stand out and gain advantages over the competition and gain market share. Subscribe for the latest news and discussion on what it takes to stand out from the crowd. Now, here's your host, Jim.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Standing Out in Ohio podcast. This is Jim, and of course, is with me, Laura, the office goddess.
Hello, everyone.
So, let's see. Exciting day today. Solar eclipse.
Yep.
That was cool. Can't wait. We have about, where we live, we have about 3.5 minutes of total, you know, total sun being totally blacked out.
The temperature and the difference temp was kind of interesting.
Well, the radiant heat.
Yeah.
You don't get that as much, you know, not in the direct sunlight. So that was cool. It didn't get as dark as I thought it might.
I was still kind of surprised. It was still cool.
Can't wait to see the next one. Just a few years out. Actually, it's
2099
in Ohio. But it doesn't mean we can't travel to another one if we wish, if we happen to be in that area. I wouldn't travel across the world to see another one. But I mean, it's cool to see. So.
Well, let's
pause for a little break.
A little
commercial, and we'll be right back.
Habitation investigation is the way to go for a home inspection in Ohio. Trusted licensed home inspectors for your needs, from radon to mold to warranties. For a great home inspection, you really can't go wrong. Visit home inspections in Ohio.com.
Okay, so our house that we're building has come along.
Yeah, they just had the flooring delivered today, and I think the siding also.
Yep, and we're not ready for the flooring yet, but you found a good deal.
Yeah,
you're
I did.
Bargain shopper, so that was delivered, ready to be put in whenever we do get to that time. But the roof is on, so the siding, they may start putting the siding on today. I don't know.
We'll
check it out here and there. So, but we've been spending a lot of time traveling, checking that out, and then traveling.
I'm getting tired of the drive
to do inspections and all that. Yeah, so it's been busy. But we have a phone call today. There's some terminology that people get confused. I have to pause and think about that as well.
Or this guy didn't even know what he was asking for.
But he knew what he needed, but he needed to double check. So the terminologies that get confused, and they are used interchangeably still, is modular, mobile, and manufactured types of homes. So, and some of the things have to do with a date. So, modular homes, those are closest to regular home construction. You think of like stick built, where they get the 2x4s, 2x6s, whatever, and they put them together, stick built.
But they do this in a factory, and then they take it and put it on the foundation,
correct,
right?
Yep.
So that's a modular home.
That's modular. Think of like a, I don't know anything, but I think of Legos. You got part of the house, and they'll go and they'll put it together. Like when you see driving down the highway, you'll see a half of a house.
That's a modular house.
And then another truck is carrying the other half of the house. That's a modular home. Those, I don't have any problem with those. I mean, some people think they may be cheaper, maybe. Like, I'm thinking old mobile homes. Like, no, you don't want to live in a mobile home. Modular homes, though, they meet a lot of good standards, and they're built in a factory. So it's not like everything is sitting out in the weather.
See, I like that.
Getting wet, neglected. And I can see not every builder does this, but some builders will take their trusses or whatever, and they just sit out getting rained on. We've seen, what was that we saw?
It was a cabin in Hocking Hills, and the stuff was starting to rot, actually, because they'd left it out and uncovered.
They had mold growing. Was that the siding? Was that the siding for the cabin? No, this is an actual log cabin.
It was an actual log cabin.
There were certain pieces for the house that were actually moldy and warping because they just left them outside and they sat forever. So, but modular house, good quality. You can't tell the difference if it's modular house or stick built. I remember inspecting a house. It was on a crawl space, which means I did not go in the basement. You know, early on. But I didn't realize that was a modular house until I went into the attic space and I could see where they took each half of the house and put it together. I was like, oh,
that is a modular cool
house. Yeah, you can't tell the difference. They're good quality.
That's very
There's
cool.
There's nothing wrong with modular houses at all. Now, mobile homes, these are the ones that, all right, mobile and manufactured house, very similar.
Isn't the only difference like the date?
Yes. Mobile homes were built before 1976, I believe. Because then after that, well, 1996, they started having standards for these things. And those became known as the manufactured home. And the manufactured homes will have like a metal plate.
Right. I remember you guys talking
about the outside of the house. And they'll have a, like a data plate inside the house also. Okay. Almost always it seems to be like inside the kitchen cabinet.
Oh, that's open interesting.
The kitchen cabinet, there's a label. There's or it's on the inside of the cabinet or wherever it's holding the electric panel. So they have these labels saying that they meet the HUD standard. So manufactured homes they're newer than mobile homes. And manufacturers meet the standards of HUD for, like, you know, quality, safety, energy efficiency.
So do all three of those need to have that certification that we do then? Or is it just the manufactured?
Okay. Okay. So a call today, somebody wants to schedule a home inspection on the house they're buying. Awesome. We're habitation investigation, definitely company to call. But they also need, he said, hey, I need
a structural engineer
to report on it. So we're like, oh, so is the manufacturer? He's like, I don't know. So you need the manufacturer foundation certification. He's like, I don't know. They just told me I need to find somebody. So he made a phone call and double checked. But yes, we can help. We can get the professional engineer's certification. You cannot get the engineer certification. You don't need that for modular homes.
Okay, so not for modular, just modular for the homes are manufactured. The way you
get, like, front half, back half of the house, they put it on a site on a permanent foundation and install it. That's permanent. There's no way that's going to move.
Okay, so
mobile homes, because they're before 1976, do not meet the HUD standards. So there's no way you need to get that certification. They wouldn't meet the standard for the
tie down.
Correct. Well, plus the quality and safety issues of a mobile home is not that good. Plus, their mobile homes are built so cheaply. If you find a mobile home before 1976 still standing. I'm gonna be a little amazed. I'll be honest. They were not taken care of. They were not built well at all. Manufactured homes, which is very similar to mobile homes, but manufactured 1976 and after, they have new standards. The builders are actually monitored by HUD. Will come and double check the building. The factories are making these things.
Ooh, nice.
So you need to get the pencil on the loan. Most likely, they're going to need a engineering certification that the manufactured home is on a permanent foundation.
And there are county requirements and federal requirements for the loans. So you need to go by whatever the loan is that you're purchasing and what those standards are, which are sometimes more stringent than county. So what we've run into is that it was okay and approved by the county, but for the loan to go through, they need additional tie-ins is kind of what we've seen.
Yeah. Yeah. So what we would do, some counties that do not require the house be tied down. We just need to make sure that steel frame is sitting down in pockets or just sitting on top of the foundation. That's it. If it's for certain type of loans. I think like HUD loan.
HUD, FHA.
FHA, VA. Yeah.
USDA.
I'm not a loan guy. I recommend you talk to Ryan Miracle if you want information about loans. Talk to Ryan. He knows
Ryan
a lot.
Would know.
But if it's a manufactured home, it needs to get the engineering certification. And what we do when we do the home inspection, and we've done these without the home inspection, but what we do, we take some certain measurements and get description and pictures for us to send to engineers, and then they can give it that certification if it meets the requirements for permanent foundation. So that's how they can do it. I know our cost. I mean, I saw something the other day that cost for a manufactured home foundation certification from an engineer. It was like $800. It was like $600, $800 for that.
And ours is half of that. Ours is $400.
$400. And we can
now
get
that's
that.
For one structure.
That's for one structure.
If something is tied into that, then that is considered a second structure by the engineers.
Yeah. So one of the things we're looking for, HUD's mainly going to be concerned with a couple of things. Is the manufactured home permanently tied down? Okay. On a permanent foundation, so it will not float off. You know what? Well, that's one of the things they want to see the foundation, the basement or crawl space will not flood.
Right.
So they're concerned about grading, and they're also concerned about storms to make sure it's tied down so it's permanently. So they're looking at the drainage. Is it permanently tied down? And make sure it will not float off the piers.
Or fly foundation. Up in the hurricane like Dorothy and her house.
Correct. So that's one of the things I look for. But we get the measurements, get everything that the engineers need to get that done. So anyway, those are the terms I'm going to go over. Modular, mobile, and manufactured. They're all houses. Manufactured is the term for a mobile home built after 1976 that actually has some decent standards.
And the standards changed again in 96 then, didn't they?
96 is the most current.
Most current.
So, yeah, so they're better. They're pretty simple structures overall.
Cool.
But you'll make sure they're going to be safe and they meet the standards. And so if you have anybody who's, well, we're seeing a lot of people moving outside of Columbus.
So you may be running into this more. So just give us a call.
If you find out and they're buying a house and it's a manufactured home, you got to get the engineering certification, call Habitation Investigation. We can do the home inspection and get that all in one appointment.
Make life easy
nice,
for you.
Nice and easy. And it's affordable too. Especially the engineer thing. That is affordable.
That's much more affordable.
What we charge for that. So I think that's about it. Thanks everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Standing Out in Ohio podcast. Be sure to subscribe on Spotify or Google Podcasts to get new, fresh episodes. For more, please follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, or visit the website of the best Ohio home inspection company at homeinspectionsinohio.com or jimtroth.com. That's JIMTROTH, and click on podcast. Until next time, learn and go do stuff.